Steven Soderbergh's Side Effects begins as a critical take on the McDonaldized nature of today's prescription drug culture. Jude Law plays Dr. Jonathan Banks, a psychiatrist treating a clinically depressed woman named Emily Taylor, played by Rooney Mara. When Emily commits a vicious murder, apparently under the influence of Banks's prescriptions, the psychiatrist's professional and personal lives begin to unravel. He eventually discovers, however, that he is in fact the victim of a conspiracy involving Emily and her former psychiatrist. The movie's intriguing shifts in tone, along with the captivating performance by Mara, are enough to make Side Effects an enjoyable experience. The film becomes more compelling, however, when we consider its relationship to 1960s and 70s conspiracy thrillers. The point of departure here is not so much the old "things are not what they seem" trope, but rather a specific detail related to that trope: Banks' use of a personality inventory test to entrap Emily. This test appears only briefly in the movie, but it points unmistakably to the 1974 thriller The Parallax View. In that film, investigative reporter Joe Frady uses a similar test to infiltrate the Parallax Corporation, a secret organization that recruits political assassins. Film critic Jay Hoberman, in his book The Dream Life, Movies, Media, and the Mythology of the 60s, connects the Parallax View to Sam Fuller's 1963 Shock Corridor, in which another investigative reporter, one Johnny Barrett, infiltrates a mental hospital in order to solve a murder that might have been committed by its own workers. Hoberman points out that in both films, the reporter uncovers the conspiracy only to be destroyed afterwards. In these movies, then, infiltrating the institution is possible, but only at the cost of the hero's life or sanity. Side Effects thus evokes both Shock Corridor and Parallax View, but it also differs from them in two important ways. First, the, so to speak, investigator in Side Effects, Dr. Banks, succeeds in cracking the case, but he also survives and even prospers. Second, the conspiracy in Side Effects involves individuals, not institutions. Disparate uses of the aforementioned personality inventory test in the two films illuminate these differences. In Parallax View, Frady uses the test to gain access to the Parallax Corporation, which leads to revelation, but also his death. In Side Effects, Banks uses the test to punish Emily by having her institutionalized unnecessarily, in spite of his having already found not only answers, like Frady, but also vindication, unlike Frady. In Side Effects, then, the personality inventory test has become quite personal indeed, used for revenge against a member of a private conspiracy. Monolithic and redoubtable institutions akin to those we find in Shock Corridor and Parallax View do exist in Side Effects, in the form of pharmaceutical companies and Wall Street investment firms. But although Side Effects takes a dim view of such power and influence, it ultimately lets the institution off the hook by situating the murderous conspiracy within a personal relationship, and thus attributing the crimes to individual, not institutional, avarice. In these terms, Side Effects paints a disturbing picture of where we are now with regard to our corporate powers that be. A key factor leading to Banks's predicament is his lucrative participation in a pharmaceutical company's research study, clearly undertaken solely in the interest of boosting profits. However, Banks never regards that company as a source of his later problems. Rather, he hones in almost immediately on Emily and her accomplice. Unlike the hero of Shock Corridor in 1963 and of the hero of the Parallax View in 1974, Banks goes after individuals in 2013, not institutions. So, as grim as those earlier movies were, Side Effects is in fact more troubling, as today our hero no longer even attempts to expose institutional corruption, and notably, receives a very happy ending.